Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
Hey, guys. Just getting back in the door. Welcome to the Meteorological Report. As heard on CFER 88.7 FM in Prince George and CKUW Winnipeg 95.9 FM. How you doing, Joe Stover? How you doing, Brandon Houck? You guys here for Frankie?
He's on his way. He just needed the link is all. And Joey, I just got my latest issue of Stylus Magazine published by CKUW. And one of my always favorite things to do is to look at the program schedule, and sure enough, where are we here? There it is. Monday morning, the Meteorological Report, right there in print. So that must mean it's official.
That's official. Yeah. Hi, Frankie. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great so far, Joey. How was your day? I'm having a great day. It's been warm and humid earlier today, then the cooler air is taking over Sydney, Nova Scotia tomorrow.
I had a great day. I hiked my five-pack of boys 18 kilometers.
Attaboy.
Yeah, well, it was so windy in the bush today that, I mean, it was excessively windy. Like, you just don't see in the summertime, right? Like, and it was, we got there, it was like 6 degrees this morning, so fire behavior is pretty low. But, it, you know, excessively windy all day. So all we could hear in the forest is trees coming down in the burn zones, right? So the areas we want to go in action and work, you know, we just couldn't. So what we did was we're trying to link our division to another division on the fire line, and there's no roads or anything. And so we're just basically scouting to find how do we tie this line up, right? So we're on a fire called Cutoff Creek Fire. It's south of Vanderhoof, and it's 21,500 hectares, but because of the weather conditions, it's been sitting down real nicely. So we're getting a good edge on it. How's everyone doing? What's your week been like, Frankie?
I had a great week. It was humid earlier in Sydney, Nova Scotia this week. Then it got to cooler air heading for Friday right here in Sydney, Nova Scotia. And there's a lot of thunderstorms and heavy rain this afternoon passing Sydney, Nova Scotia. It had a lot of rain in my area, which is Sydney, Nova Scotia. Tomorrow's Egypt's national holiday, Revolution Day.
Nice.
That's their Independence Day, Friday, July 23rd, every year. And I was on the Base Guys show earlier today at 2:20 p.m. Atlantic time. And Base Guys getting lots of views, first time in a long time on YouTube. That's why Base Guy mainly shared a video, and I wrote a comment and things like that. Now Base Guy's sharing a lot. Now people getting lots of views because I shared a video. And Base Guy's doing great so far. And did you hear about that? It's been a lot of stormy weather in Africa, like around the southern Chad and Niger and Mali and Timbuktu. They're getting a lot of rain right now. In the southern Sahara Desert, they're getting so much monsoon rains in India. There's a extreme typhoon. It's going to bypass Taiwan. It's going to head towards China. There's a lot of rain in the Pacific. India has been a lot of rain and thunderstorms, and because of monsoon season going on right now down in Australia. It's wintertime there right now. It's been a lot of so much rain in New Zealand, snow in Queenstown.
As well, what's happening over in the west coast of North America with forest fires, Frankie?
It's really, really, really bad, burning a lot of fires, including Siberia, road bones, coal on the highway going from Yucatan to Magadan. So much fires going on with dry thunderstorms, trigger more fires. Car had to turn around because the fires blocked the highway in Yucatan.
In Yucatan in Siberia, right?
Yeah.
I heard that in Canada, the temperature all-time high was broken. It reached 49.5 degrees Celsius. And in Death Valley, what was it, Frankie, in Death Valley?
Over 50.
54.4 degrees Celsius, 130 Fahrenheit. People can't live in that weather, can they?
Climate change happening in the world. And Monica's doing great, and she's doing great so far. How was your day? And Vancouver, British Columbia, is cooler than the coast. It was so hot earlier this month. It's been a lot of rain all across the eastern United States, especially southeast. It's been really hot and dry in the southwest and over in Japan. And China's getting a typhoon.
Oh, that's news. Yeah,
it's reports they had some snow in Queenstown, New Zealand lately because it's their winter time. They'll be heading into the midwinter in New Zealand already. 2 weeks from Saturday, solar summer ends on August 7th, 2021.
Boy, I wish we were heading into midwinter next week.
I need a few more months of work here. So,
oh yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with it being summer as long as you're pounding the pavement there, Joey. That's the only redeeming quality of summer is that you're working.
Well, the funny thing is, it doesn't rain for like ever in British Columbia. Then like our first day on the line, it just pounds rain. We've had thunderstorms every day over here or somewhere, right? Woke up yesterday and 32 millimeters fell overnight two nights ago. At the fire line on the rain gauge, right? And it's like 32 mils, you know? It's like, and so our first fire we were at was,
I found a video from Base Guy Show.
First fire we were at was Camso Lake Fire, and just got rained on. We were sleeping in tents, right? So it was awesome just trudging through crappy mud all day, right? And at least here we're in a pipeline camp. And I just had steak, and that's why I was right to the very last minute getting to steak night. It was awesome. How about you, Brandon? How haven't heard much from you yet?
Yeah, my alarms are going off like crazy here every 2 seconds. So we have a pretty active day in Saskatchewan, and it's been pretty active here in Alberta, especially central region the last couple of days. And south, it's been actually really quiet. We've had not a lot of rain. We don't expect any more rain for the next, at least next week here. And we'll see with the smoke that's moved in, we've kept our temperatures down, which is good. So we did not get to the 40 degrees we were looking at last week because of the smoke. So I guess we can thank the smoke for that. But it was nasty for one day. Then it went over to kind of the fog and mist. And that was kind of neat for a day or so as I hiked up a hill over here for a day. So I was able to go hiking for a day. So that was nice. And then, so there's that. And then as we go into the week here, the heat returns. So we're back in the 30s again for the next few days. Looks like we might get another round of smoke. But we have had some pretty strong thunderstorms erupt in Saskatchewan today. Like, holy smokes, we had North Battleford get pounded earlier this evening with over 100K wind gusts. And Saskatoon had over 90K gusts as well. Looks like we may have had some damage there. And then now we have some rotating supercells that have erupted in southern Saskatchewan. One cell near Weber, another one up by Indian Head up here, and then another one near Ituna. They're showing signs of rotation right now. So you'll be watching those storms very closely over the next few hours that have a potential to possibly produce maybe an isolated tornado this evening as this line of severe storms moves east into Manitoba eventually, and this extends all the way up into the northern part of Manitoba as well. So looks like the whole province is going to get lit up tonight.
That's what they're saying anyway.
Feel free to go in at depth because usually I'm the guy who knows lots about weather in British Columbia, but honestly, I only know what's going on at Fire G41269. you know what I mean? So the other night, yesterday, I was warning the guys during the tailgate meeting up at our division section. I think some of the thunderstorms that are coming today, you know, could be quite serious. Like, watch out. Even in this part of the Cariboo, you don't know tornadic activity is possible. And sure enough, these storms developed on top of us and we pulled out of the trees and not much came of it. They went eastward and then apparently drop quarter size hail on Quesnel areas and stuff like that, right? So I mean, aggressive thunderstorms, and I mean, we're wearing helmets, but I don't want to get hit by quarter size hail, so I was glad it missed me. But other than that, I mean, our relentlessly crappy weather here, I have no idea what's going on in British Columbia or anywhere. I know there's evacuations. If you guys know something, here's a good time to talk, because I really, like I say, only know what's going on at Fire G41269.
Well, actually, here in Alberta, we actually have a grass fire outside of Brooks near Patricia this evening. Then they're battling. We had wind gusts of 60K today as well. So I've heard unconfirmed reports that they evacuated Dinosaur Provincial Park, but I'm trying to find more information on that right now. So that's unconfirmed for now. But they've asking people to stay away from 544, Highway 544, and a couple of range roads there, because the grass fire spread pretty quickly, and especially at those winds on the open prairie. Whoa. So that was that's today as well. I do believe as we go into BC here, I'm just trying to get the BC graphic here since it's not loading for me. I'll try it again here. But yeah, it looks like we're going to be in for a couple of dry days. Maybe another chance of the storms tomorrow, looks like, especially northern interior. Up in the Yukon, they have a risk of severe weather, which is pretty phenomenal for them, I guess. So that's that. Let's go. I'm just going to look at the Prince George. It looks like we might get a few more storms this weekend.
I know that fire behavior down south has been quite aggressive because of the heat. And I know that the BUI index is really high down there. But as soon as you sort of get to the north, the halfway point of British Columbia, it tails off quickly. And we've been really benefiting from that rain here. So, I hear all the ministry guys talk and the wind and heat were very concerning for everybody. But again, most of us, even the ministry guys, don't really know what's going on out there, because all we know here is fire G41269.
I think the trend is going to continue with heat in the south and kind of unsettled and little cooler in the central northern regions right throughout next week there. So
yeah. Well, we're so lucky here because, I mean, a lot of my crew is like, hopefully we can stomp this out. We can move on to some real fires. I'm like, boys, like, no. Like, what you have to understand is, like, A, we're being put up in a camp with meals and beds and our own. I got my own bathroom. Like, this is the most posh fire situation I've ever been in. The behavior is low, so no one's too stressed about anything. Everyone's in a good mood on the line. It's like, no, take this one while you can, because eventually we're going to end up going south where there's 5,000 guys and two beds.
Yeah.
We'll be sleeping outside in camps with 600 people in them and stuff like that. And that's stuff I don't like to do. I like the initial attack jobs where there's like 10 of us and then we're gone. 600 people on a fire. Ugh, it's a lot of chaos. How about you, Joseph? Pushing and shoving. You have to unmute your mic there, bro.
Oops, rookie mistake. Yeah, we've got our share of some fires, of course, too, here in northern Manitoba and northern Saskatchewan as well. Like, basically, right, the entire prairies is on fire, it seems. So we had a bit of a reprieve earlier this week from the smoke. It was only about 2 days after the wind shifted, but the wind has gone back to coming from the south. West, which of course means that all these fires in BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and we even have some local fires burning about maybe 75 kilometers south of us. So we're getting some pretty good smoke from there. And we've actually had some evacuations up north here, Tadouli Lake and York Landing First Nations. Some of them have flown down to Thompson. I know that we actually have some evacuees from York Landing that arrived on the train, popped up on the train. And so they're hoping that they'll be able to return home soon. It's tough to say kind of what the, with the smoke forecast, the way it looks like it's going to be hanging around a while and hopefully they can get to the fires. But as far as the weather goes, in at least in Churchill, Manitoba, we have, it's getting to 25 degrees tomorrow. However, that's the warmest it's going to get for the next week. And we're also, Brandon was talking earlier about the big line of thunderstorms that is getting into western Manitoba right now, which is Thursday night when we're recording this. We're supposed to start seeing some of that overnight. Around 3 in the morning is when they're calling for it. And this is a beautiful thing here. Cloudy with 60% chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm in the morning and early in the afternoon, wind south 40 gusting to 60, becoming southwest 60 gusting to 80 in the afternoon. And I know that's not super great news for the smoke and probably not real good for those folks that are fighting fires down there, because wind is kind of the enemy, is it not, Joey?
Well, basically, yeah.
Or can it be a friend at some times? I'm not sure how that works.
Well, not really. I mean, yeah, the 30-30-30 rule is 30 degrees, less than 30% humidity, winds over 30 kilometers an hour, explosive fire conditions. So those three things together, that's what's going on in southern BC. It's called crossover weather, right? So if anyone has any kind of an idea of what the evacuations are out there, I'd love to hear as much as you got. Like I say, I've had such little, like I come in exhausted, completely filthy and dirty, and try to shower, try to eat, and then catch up, and then try to sleep. So I just haven't really, I don't find myself able to actually plug into things the way I normally do, right? Even though we're at a camp situation here, which is nice.
Yeah, well, you kind of, you kind of have a more important job in front of you at this point. So
I suppose so.
I think you can be forgiven for not knowing what's going on in the rest of the province when you have, you know, when you're literally fighting fires. So I think you get a pass. I don't know about Brandon and Frankie, but I mean, I'll give you a pass. I don't know about these guys.
Well, on top
of that, I'll give you a pass too.
On top of that, I'm a crew leader, right? So I got paperwork to do every day. I got four different guys underneath me, plus another 5-pack that's under my responsibility as well. They have a crew leader as well, but I'm the boss of all 10 of the pack, right? So I got to do all the paperwork. I got to make sure, you know, well, everyone's getting along. We have a great crew. I mean, but there's always things that people need and right? So it's just, you got to do all that balancing work, and then you got to check in with Fire Center and do your radio stuff. And then you got to drive and you got to get there. You got to get your information. It's just, you know, go, 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 go all day, right? So by the time I get here at night, I'm like, ooh.
I believe that.
How about you, Frankie? What were you about to say?
I'm doing great, Tilbert. And I sent you a link. I get a video from Base Guy talking about the fires. They'll show a clip of that part of your show.
Okay. You send that to my Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Yeah, send me any videos you got, guys, because filling time may be real nice to have tonight. I don't want to have to do a whole lot of editing, basically. I want to just basically have an hour and go with it.
Well, Joey, I'll tell you, anytime you need, like I have an inspirational song to play whenever it fits in the show. It's one that we all know, and one that people that don't like the heat as much as I do, I think it's a rallying tune that we can all get behind. But yeah, whenever you want to edit that in, or if you want some filler, I'll be glad to play a tune for you whenever.
Awesome. Are you going to sing it for us?
I'll sing it. I got my dad's Martin. Oh. So I can...
Okay, it's on. It's on. I'm really stoked because, I'm not stoked about it, but there's a fire in Anarchist Mountain, which means my song's going to start getting radio play again. You guys might not know this, my most famous song I ever wrote was called Fire in Anarchist Mountain. And every time there's a fire in Anarchist Mountain, my SoCan royalties go up. So.
I love it. Yeah. As long as it's a manageable fire, I hope it burns yourself a nice bunch of Christmas presents for the youngsters and burns.
I don't think it's too manageable down North Soyuz. It sounds like there's evacuations and carnage and scary situations. And
then that's not good. Then that's not good.
Sitting here in a fire that's you know, we've seen some stuff creeping around the ground, and because it's so the humidity's been so high and everything's so wet, but even with those winds today that came whipping in, it was just like that and things started drying out, you know, 60 kilometer an hour winds all day. Suddenly it's like roads that were swamp for days are suddenly hardening up just like that, right? So
I can't even imagine. Yeah, somebody that's never been to British Columbia, I've been all over this country, but my glaring omissions are the Yukon, Prince Edward Island, and British Columbia. I've never set foot in any of those places yet, and shame on me. I'm 39 now. I should be I've been close. I've been to Waterton National Park. I've been very, very close to the border, but...
Close to the border, but it's definitely a different country. Definitely a different country. Let's... Yep. Trying to find some details on what's going on in the world of British Columbia with fires. Looking at my interior weather in the Wilderness Watchers for the first time, Punsey Mountain, 4 degrees this morning. Punsey Mountain, Martina J. Williams says. Kimberly was reporting 21 degrees. They were shivering. That's not so bad, I guess. And posted some videos of our crew on YouTube and whatnot. And I see that they're at the top of both videos at the top of the list on Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers. So that means they're getting watched a lot. Brandon Houck shared a post, wildfire near Hope, BC on July 19th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was near Coquihalla Highway. Yeah, someone on my page was driving by and saw the fire on the Coquihalla. So they say it was near Hope, but I looked it up, it was right by the Coquihalla Highway. And yeah. And I think that fire's still going. Let's see here.
Oh, well, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's still going, that one. That one's right beside the Coquihalla.
I'm looking at this image now. Inkanip Creek Wildfire between Oliver Nosoyus. Greg Reilly Photography shared this post. It quickly grew from 3 hectares to 300 over the course of a few hours. At 9 p.m., it was 700 hectares. This was July 20th. This was put up. Crews will remain on site overnight. I took these photos at 11 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and the problem with the fires down south right now, too, is they're so explosive in their behavior yeah. that you really can't do much about it. I mean, you can put a guard line 7 miles away from the actual head of the fire and then mm-hmm. hope it doesn't jump over the guard, right? But, I mean, you can't put crews yeah. in front of these kinds of fires. Sycamus yeah. now on a back alert.
Oh, yeah, Sycamus. Yeah, there are lots of vacationers out there.
One of the guys in my crew.
Leave.
One of the guys on my crew had his house burn up in Lytton.
Lytton so has had a good time this summer.
We're out to get revenge. 22 hours ago, so 21st of July, Isle Pierre west of Prince George, large hail, ground just covered in it.
Yep.
Olivier was on the highway going from Jasper to Edmonton. He saw the hailstorm in person.
Oh yeah, yesterday's storm.
What was that storm all about?
He was.
I think Leslieville had golf ball sized hail out of that one yesterday.
Olivier returns to Kukultuk Nunavut on Saturday, and he goes back to work on Monday.
Awesome. Be nice to have him back. Get him on the show. It's been a while. 5:30.
I got some information on Dinosaur Park.
Okay, good.
There's a big grass fire outside of the park there, so it looks like they've closed the preserve. So that's the kind of like the touring area, more of a touring area of the park. So it's an evacuation for precaution, and it's locked down, the preserve, but the campground and the rest of the area is still open and everyone's still able to camp there. So it looks like the winds have died down a bit. So that will help with that situation out there.
Hag Dixon posted yesterday a map, the daily forecasted maximum surface level smoke. And it looks like what you're saying, Joe, is absolutely true. The worst place in Canada appears to be close to where you are. Yeah. Looks worse there than British Columbia. What's that? Do you get tornado warnings?
Yeah, that's a severe thunderstorm warning in Saskatchewan. 44 of them are out right now.
Oh, my goodness. That's
awesome. Are you serious? I should get checking that, too. This is cool. You're listening to the Meteorological Report on 88.7 FM at Seaford in Prince George and 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, CKUW. Look at that. Yes. So we have tonight on the 22nd of July, Manitoba, severe thunderstorm warnings for Brochet, Flin Flon, Lynn Lake right now, Tadouli Lake, Thompson, watches for Dauphin, Russell, Roblin, Winnipegosis, Swan River, Duck Mountain, Porcupine Provincial Forest, The Paw, Wanless, Westray, Clearwater Provincial Park. Holy Saskatchewan just
pretty,
lit yeah, up.
Pretty much all of Western Manitoba, ooh, right from the United States border up to the Nunavut border. Yeah, it's just heat and the severe storms. And We're going to miss a good chunk of that in Churchill just because of the losing the daytime heating and things like that. I think it would have been something. But we haven't really had much in the way of thunder or even really rain yet. So there's a few people that are looking forward to this hopefully storm coming. And it's
about 500 kilometers west of you right now, the line.
Yeah, that's how it's kind of looking. I've got the lightning tracker on here now, and the closest lightning strikes right now to us, according to this, are in Tadouli Lake, which is about 250 kilometers west of us. So hopefully it comes soon. And I know that we're at least in Churchill. Now this is goofy. I don't know if anybody's ever heard this before, but
I found it over for Chris Chinnick. He's busy chasing storms, really busy.
Yeah, have you been talking to him?
I just sent him a tweet today. He's really busy over chasing storms.
Yeah, I bet he is right now.
Yeah, busy guys. I mean, storm chasers are pretty busy at this point, I'd think. But go ahead there, Brandon.
Yeah, there's a nasty storm going down the Trans-Canada heading right into Grainfell there. That's going to be damaging winds in the next, say, 15 to 20 minutes. Yeah.
That whole line, like, just to the, Regina's kind of on it, but I mean, just to the east of it and then north, it's just solid.
Oh, and the Capel Valley is getting hammered right now as we speak, like absolutely throttled with lightning and rain.
And even looking, north up to your direction, Joe, I mean, that's thick concentrations of lightning all mm-hmm. through there. You know, usually up into those areas, you don't see it quite, that thick, right?
Right. And that's where we start, even though I'm okay with there being storms and stuff, like that's all thick bush, right? And a good chance, obviously, for more fires to spark up there. So we'll see what happens. But what I was that's exactly it. So but what I was saying, so in our town here, we've got these huge, for about 4 weeks out of the summer, these huge giant horse flies, right? We call them bulldogs up here. I'm sure everyone is aware of those little bastards. When they get on you, they don't sting you as much as Argh! Right, they rip like a big chunk out of your. So anyway, the old wives' tale, and I don't know if there's any truth to it, but whenever there's a thunderstorm or any sort of lightning, these things disappear. Like that's kind of it's. I don't know if it's ever been proven, but all the elders around town are saying all we need is a good thunderstorm and these bulldogs, these horse flies will be gone. Now, I don't know if anybody could speak to that, but it is.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I don't know. But apparently, that's how it is. I've been here for over 30 years, and a few lightning bolts in the area, and they're gone for at least a few days before they come back. And usually, kind of around maybe the end of July, if there's a big storm, they're gone for the year. It's so bizarre. I don't know. So anyway, I know people in Churchill are very, very, very much wanting some lightning and some thunder and stuff like that. And they'll probably get their wish a little later on this evening.
Well, here's a clue. I'm not sure exactly where Svartaveg Nunavut is. It's currently right now, it's almost minus one. It's 0.7 degrees below zero there right now. And the hot spot in Canada is Winnipeg, 28.4 at this hour, 8:30 o'clock at night, Pacific time. So 10:30 at night. 10:30 at night, 28 degrees. So, I mean, you got that insane cold and insane heat going on, right? Hot spot in British Columbia, 26.6 degrees. Cold spot, 10.2 in Yoho National Park.
Yoho.
So, good spread there.
Canada big.
Really?
I think Icefields Parkway, that's way up in elevation there. I think they had snowflakes today.
I would believe snowflakes. That. It felt so like it snow near freezing.
I've been there before, and I went there in shorts. It was a bad idea. It was
don't do that.
Almost mid to high 20s in Banff, and then get there in shorts, and I was freezing. It was like 7 degrees.
Elevation makes fools of us all.
Well, even living at 4,000 feet in Wells, like I'm always telling people when they come up in the summer, like, well, make sure you bring really warm clothing. And of course, they're coming from Vancouver or Kamloops. They just don't understand what I'm telling them, like, bring winter clothes. Then I was at this one festival. It was like the end of September or end of August. And everyone was, it's like 3 a.m. and everyone's huddled around trying to stay warm and socialize. And, and the guy's like, oh, I'm so cold. And I said, you're not dressed for the weather. And then they thought he'd be smart on me. He's like, I thought you were some kind of a mountain man. Look at you wearing a parka in the summer. And I said, yeah, well, how come you're cold and I'm not? Because I'm a mountain man. And no better.
Mountain folks know. Mountain folks know. Northern folks know. And it's pretty funny how some of those folks are. I've even heard, my parents are from southwestern Ontario. My mother's from Windsor. She's heard and seen people come across from Michigan, like people from Ann Arbor in the summertime come across with like skis and things like that. And it's like, Canada's actually south of you. If you live in Detroit, Canada's south of you. So
a little bit of it is.
That part of Canada anyway.
Yeah.
If you're in Detroit and you want to go to Canada, you got to go south.
But it's the ultimate of ignorance, right? Because it's not just, you know, and this is, you're not making stuff up too. Like everyone's heard these stories, right? And it's the ultimate of ignorance because it's not just, I'm ignorant about a country across, you know, the water there. It's to think that you could drive 2 hours and things would be that different. You know, you have to be insane to really.
Or live in California. I think you can drive, a couple hours and be in the mountains or something. Who knows? Yeah. I've never been to California either. I've never been anywhere. What the hell do I know? Who the hell am I? I know nothing. I am nothing.
But even then, if it's 30 degrees, it's kind of the ultimate. Yeah, it's definitely not California and Michigan.
New. But we've it might as well be that as hot as it gets there, kind of with the Gulf Stream coming up. You know, I've been in Windsor in July and you know, humidex is something like 48 or 49. And I'm looking up and I literally jealous of cirrus clouds. I'm looking at cirrus clouds and I'm like, just so jealous because it's frozen up there. And I wish I was kind of pathetic, but it's just who I am, man.
You talked a lot to the Americans.
You know, Egypt is way ahead of time than us. That means they're in the holiday right now in Egypt because they're way ahead of us.
Now, you talked to lots of Americans, Frankie, and they love you. Have you been really educating Americans on Canadian weather, you think?
Like Trey Campbell's one. He lives in the States and he was in Texas. Pete Glanka lives in Virginia. And there's another guy named... And there's a lot of Reed Turner lives in the States too, and Jim Cantor from the Weather Channel.
Now, of course, Reed Turner and Jim Cantori would know about, you know, weather in Canada, whatever, right? But do you think, like, when you first started talking to Trey, that he really had a clue what it was like up here?
Like a Jim Cantor.
So you're doing your part to educate all the Americans, Frankie.
And Jane, and a lot of them. I did you hear about that? Some of the stuff in Mexico, they don't even speak English.
Yeah, a lot of them don't. I hear we got Mexican firefighters coming to BC. So, okay, I'm looking at BC Wildfire Truth Out Group. Evacuation order. One person saying they got 107 head of cattle from Anarchist Mountain, 64 heifers, 44 calves, 2 bulls. Does anyone have anything? Need to move ASAP. Good luck with that. There's people, looks like they're trying to help. But that's a lot of animals to move, most definitely.
It's just a different world. Like, I can't even comprehend what that must be like for folks that have to deal with fires year in, year out. And I could barely get myself out of a place, never mind, you know, a bunch of head of cattle.
They were conducting emergency evacuation drills with CH-146 Griffin rescue helicopters in Kamloops as part of assistance to communities, so... Evacuation practice going on. Those Griffin choppers are so sweet looking. Want to hear something pretty sweet? I'm probably going to get a chopper ride the next day or two or three. So I'm looking forward to that. Because we got 14 kilometers of undefended line that we're still trying to figure out. And the best we can really do is we got a guy going in deep to make some helipads. And then we can kind of bump our crews in. I'm seeing a pretty sad story. And let's see.
Trey Campbell's about to join on right now.
So, good. So I'm seeing this one. Our brother Dylan Bullock is a wildland firefighter. It's been BC Wildfire Service since 2013. During a controlled burn of the Sparks Lake Fire on July 7th, there was an accident, and Dylan suffered major burns to face, chest, arms, and back. He was airlifted to Hope during a windstorm that prevented the helicopter from flying to Vancouver. The following day, he was flown to Vancouver, where he was immediately admitted to ICU on July 8th. He was placed in an induced coma for 3 days for his body to rest and recuperate. In the pictures, it looks like he's really he's in good spirits and has no doubt his physical recovery will be quick and he'll be on his feet in no time. We wanted to share this post to make sure people were aware of what happens to first responders in the blink of an eye, but also bring more awareness to what happens within the nervous system while the body was on fire. PTSD, not all wounds are visible. Blaine got to talking about the ride to recovery on August 19th, and Dylan responded with a smile and said, if I can look over my shoulder, I'll be cracking the throttle with you guys. So that's a sad story.
They're special, no, you know, Michael, they're special lot, man. Mike that's for sure.
He does Facebook ratings. But that means that he does the Facebook ratings. I remember, and back then, Michael Mahone did a Facebook ratings on the Carson show, but the Carson gave up the show.
Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, I always get skunked on his ratings. I don't think he likes me very much. Zero, Joe Stover, 0 points every week. Oh my.
20 hours ago.
I get points from him.
The UFD assisted BC Forestry in backburn operations. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, too, it's not common for BC firefighters to get those kinds of injuries. So, I mean, that's it's sad and upsetting to see. We don't tend to fight fire the way that, say, some of the American hotshots tend to. We're not so much into, here comes Trey Campbell, not so much into direct attack if it's not safe, right? One of our rules is, if in doubt, back out. You don't mess around with fire like that. So backburning operation, I mean, things kind of go awry when they go awry, right? But for the most part, we don't tend to go to those high danger places when fighting.
And I just sent Jason the bike from all the way from Australia.
What's going on down in Houston, Texas, Trey Campbell?
It's just been constant rain all the time. It's like,
still?
But yeah, luckily the rain's cleared up. Today was a really nice day weather-wise. It was sunny, only a few clouds, and it was about 88 degrees Fahrenheit. But, you know, and other than that, like, last week was horrible. It just seemed like it wouldn't stop raining. There were, like, two of every animal trying to find a boat or something. It was crazy. It just rained 24/7. But on the bright side, it looks like things are clearing up and they'll go back to the summer months and it'll be 104 and humid again and the seat belt will burn your legs again. And yeah, nobody likes that. So, but today was a good weather day. I got to mow the yard for the first time in like a month. It felt
that
like
thing you're playing with. Trey, can I just ask you to stop playing with it? It's just hell on the audio. Thank you. Just put it.
Sorry. It's
okay.
It's a nervous habit. So
I got you, buddy. How are you doing? All together though. Your show is going good. Things at ESPN Radio going good. Your life okay?
Yeah, everything's going pretty well at 97.5. I've just been doing a lot of games and everything, and they've had all the NBA finals have been on our station, so I've been running those, and but it's been going well. Just been doing a lot of cleaning for the most part. So so you know how's the firefighting? There are a lot of fires.
I'm having just a great time. I mean,
really, yeah. That's good to hear. That's good that you're doing your thing. I'm glad to. I certainly hate that there's fires. I don't want anybody's house to burn down, but you know, it's good that you're having a good time fighting fires and everything.
I'd love fire seasons to be always busy, but not insane. And so we've crossed the threshold of insane. Some of the things that happens when a fire season isn't busy, like, so the last two seasons have been dead, and plus last year we had all the COVID and whatnot, right? So when trying to hire people this year, like every crew has to have a certain number of people with experience on it. You can't just have a whole bunch of rookies on a crew, right? So when trying to find extra guys with experience, I had people 2 years with the people who've taken all their courses and have tickets out the yin yang like I didn't have when I started. I'm a danger tree assessor and I got my power saw operator and I'm an OFA 3 and I'm this and I'm that. And I'm like, do you have one season on the fire line? Well, no. And so what's happened is 2 years in a row, we haven't had a turnover in rookies. And so that actually affects training, ability, skills across the board, and just a pool of talent, right? And then also what happens over that those 2 years is some really great firefighters went and got real jobs because,
yeah, you know, there wasn't the action, right? Yeah.
We're not making that big money fighting fires. So, and then so you have a loss of talent from that too, right? I know quite a few people who just, they got great jobs offered to them and they couldn't say no. So you want seasons to be busy enough that, you know, a certain amount of fire is good for the forest. A certain amount of fire will, especially with those years that weren't so hot and dry, if there'd been more fire activity in those years, there'd be less explosive activity now because some of that fuel would have burnt up. It would have burnt up at a time when it couldn't have burned the way it's burning now, right? But up where I'm stationed right now, we just had like 5 days or 6 days of rain almost off and on. And so the fire we're on, it's 21,000 hectares, but it's everything sitting down. So we've had to do a lot of seek and destroy. And what's made it especially hard during the a couple days ago when it was especially rainy is everything's sitting down so much that it's that much harder to find. Like we're literally sniffing around and then opening up the ground and then finding smoke flying out of these places, right? But finding them is hard. We're like literally with our nose and feel at the back of our hands for heat in the ground in some spots. So at least today with the wind and a little bit warmer conditions and drier, we started seeing smoke in places that tips us off to where to go look.
Yeah, you know,
and
for sure.
Give it 3 or 4 dry, warm days, and you know, those fires will come up out of the ground and go for a run, right? So now is when we want to stomp it. It's just you get too much rain, makes it actually harder to do it.
Yeah, so when you guys are stomping, like, do you all use like shovels to open the ground up, or like it's just like normal stuff? Or
yeah, we got shovels, Pulaskis, and we carry what's called a piss can on our back. It's kind of like a Ghostbusters kind of thing that sprays a little bit of water.
That's pretty funny.
I was smart early on because I knew we were going sort of deep into the bush in a lot of these spots on our where we are on our line that I asked for a Shindawa pump. And a shinny's just a real small little thing. I'm still filthy. I keep my arms down. Right. So you can't. I washed my face before I got on.
That's good.
So we got this little shinny pump we're hanging around and carrying around, and a bunch of, you know, a Econoline hose. And if we find we're too far out from a control area, we find major heat, then we call in the Huey and drop some buckets on it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, was it all because of the heat wave from all of this? Like, did the heat wave contribute?
It's pretty much the guilty culprit, yeah.
That makes sense, because it was like 115 up there at one point, right?
Well, hotter than that. It got up to 49.6 or something like that in Lytton. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. I think it's 126 or something. To like,
jeez.
Something crazy, right? Maybe 129. That, I don't
know. It there was were up. A lot of yeah, there were a lot of people that were like losing their refrigerator and like our friend Brian, who lives up in Oregon, like he had to unplug his refrigerator, and it just like it was too late. It had already ruined all their food, and God, I don't even want to think about all the people that lost their lives to this heat, because it was bad.
Well, my number two of my crew, Fred, he lives in the reserve in Lytton. The company I work with is pretty much it's mostly natives, First Nations, right? And you know, the heat settled in there and picked Lytton and then burned it off the face of the earth.
Boy,
the only way
it was a pretty awful couple days for them.
Climate change, yeah. Like picked Lytton, you know, yeah, and so now Fred's kids with his ex are getting evacuated, I guess, right now from another place in Lackamuck's territory. It's sort of Highway 5. It goes towards Merritt from that area, from Spencer's Bridge to Merritt. So that whole area here is getting, I don't know much what's going on outside the province, because really all I know is the conditions around fire G41269, just because that's where I've been every day plugged in 12 hours at least on my time, right? But I just haven't been able to really pay a lot of attention to the internet, or And then I get home, you know, after paperwork, I'm trying to talk to my kids. And then I got 8 messages last night from random people asking, like, what do you think the weather is going to be like here and there? It's just like, I can't even answer it.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's overwhelming. But it's good that you're out. That it's good that you guys are fighting the fire, you know, like that's a lot of work to do. And that's definitely admirable, you know, helping these people out. So,
well, we just have so much fun. That's the thing. And I'm sure when we get done knocking this fire down, we're going to get sent to somewhere that's horrifying. So, and I was saying to the guys where there's going to be 5,000 firefighters in 2 beds.
Yeah.
So I'm really enjoying it. This is a pipeline camp, and I'm a guy who's talked smack against pipelines and oil for so long. And so it's kind of funny to get put into a pipeline camp, have a steak dinner tonight, and have my own shower. There's a weight room, pool tables. It's like the Ramada here for me.
Yeah, they take care of those pipeline workers pretty well. My cousin's man, Ben, worked on a pipeline for a while, and he made like a bunch of money. You know how it is here in Texas, though. We love our pipelines almost more than we love our kids.
So. I think Alberta's kind of like that. I've often called Alberta Albert, Texas.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's where Calgary and all those places are, I think, right? And Alberta.
That's correct.
And Edmonton.
And then the Peace Country, which is in British Columbia, but it's on the Alberta side of the Rockies. I've always called that Albertish Columbia.
Yeah, that Albertish makes sense.
Columbia. I should write those down. Yeah, I mean, it's right up there with the Meteorological Report. Just great names. But you're listening to an 88.7 FM in Prince George, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. replay on Tuesdays. And then you can also hear us noon local time on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, which is where Joe Stover has his radio show. So speaking of radio shows, Brandon Houck, you got a busy morning coming up tomorrow. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I guess some people are going on holiday, so I guess I get to do everything.
You're not just the weatherman this time.
Well, yeah, I got to give somebody a cake tomorrow, so we'll find out who's going to win a birthday cake.
Are you going to buy a cake or are you going to bake it?
If I bake it, they won't be impressed, but I'm going to send them to a really great place that bakes really great cakes.
Well, that's right. Good.
You're doing God's work, Brandon Houck.
That's right.
Do you have any say in the country music they pick, or is it really just, you know, the Nashville production, you know, cheesy country? You're not going to go play Waylon Jennings.
It's real country.
You're not going to be playing Waylon Jennings tomorrow, are you? Because
I'll be on Boom too. So it'll be 70s, 80s, 90s on that
one. Okay, there you go. That's a legit country station, man.
Any Kris Kristofferson?
Oh, my man.
Oh, it might be.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning.
Or Eddie Rabbit.
My head.
Remember Eddie Rabbit?
That's in the Edmonton station. I think that's CFCW.
Eddie Rabbit, sure, man. I'm a huge Jerry Reed fan. He's down your well, he's from New Orleans sort of style. But speaking of music and radio show people, Joe Stover, you were going to sing us a song tonight, and I think it's just about time for that now.
Well, now I wish I could play some Jerry Reed.
Just and then so I got the video from Baseball.
Son! Son!
You hot, son.
Thanks a lot. When you're hot, you're hot. Well, thanks this one. Here comes Amos. Oh, man. Moses. Named him after a man of the cloth. Named him Amos Moses.
I love country music, you know, but once in a while I turn on the new country station in the north here, and, you know, I quickly gouge my eyes and pour cement in my ears and want all my sensory organs to never sense anything again. It's just...
Oh, yeah. No disagreement here.
That's what I'm all about, man.
Yeah.
New as country.
As Dale Watson says, that's country my ass.
New country ought to have been pushed down the stairs.
Well, you know what happened was all the guys from Poison and LA, you know, LA Hair and all those hair bands, they're now all the studio musicians in Nashville, right? So you go downtown Nashville and you go to step into any club and it's like just the awesomest country music scene. And then you go step into a studio where it's being run by these producers and it's these guys who aren't country musicians playing the licks, right? What do you got
for a good point?
So it's so weird. Yeah. Well, hot country, not country. That's my mantra.
I mean, Nashville's still the country music capital.
It still is home of the Opry, even though they've made some goofy decisions. But that's for another show.
Well, the Opry was always conservative.
That's very true. Well, they wouldn't need, they kicked Hank Williams out. So that, what more do you need to know?
You probably would.
Crazy.
Drunk lunatic, you know.
Are you talking about Hank Williams the third?
No,
he's the OG. The OG. Yeah. They kicked him out.
Original gangster.
He is.
Senior.
Yeah. So this isn't much of a, I mean, this isn't a song you usually hear around this time of year, but I felt with all the heat and everything, that's especially that's going to be coming back for Trey, I felt it was apropos. So here we go. Here. All right. Sing along if you know the words. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, oops, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. No, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fires are slowly dying. Well, hopefully not too slow because Joey needs work. And my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, for the love of God, please. That's it.
Christmas in July.
Christmas in July, I'll take it.
Hey, look, I mean, if, I don't mind if 99% of the fires go out so long as I'm on that last one fighting it still.
I can dig that. I can dig that.
It's a lifestyle, man.
It's a lifestyle, son.
It's a lifestyle. You know, I'm 42 years old, and I'm out running kids in the mountains because, I live at elevation, so I'm, you know, running around 5,000 feet. I'm like, still not so bad up here. And everyone That's else nothing. Is like, where's the oxygen?
You've got healthier lungs than probably most people that are flatlanders.
Which is funny because how much marijuana and tobacco I've smoked.
See, it's not that bad for you after all.
Yeah, see, I think the whole thing with the THC plant, it's all about what you smoke it out of, right? If you're smoking like blunts and stuff, it's gonna be worse. But if you're smoking it out of like a vaporizer, I guess it's going to be less worse, right?
That's what I heard. Just eat it. Just eat it.
I have to admit, I hit the bong off, and it's my favorite. But, of course, when working fire, I just, you know, it's just not proper to be professional about things. So I'm starting to have dreams at night again, and they're weird. Like, I had this dream where my foot fell off, and I was, like, laying on the ground with no foot. And pretty much, like, every ex-girlfriend I ever had was walking by. And I was like trying to call them for help or comfort or something, but I couldn't speak for some reason that something was wrong with my mouth or my English. So I was like, trying to tell them my foot is off, I need help. And they're like laughing at me and kind of walking by and like not helping me with my foot that was off. And, but you know, when you wake up from a dream and you're like, oh my God, that was, and sometimes it can ruin your whole day like that.
100%. Yeah, no, that happens a lot.
I woke up and I saw that I had a foot, and I said, "I have a foot." And I went, "Oh, good, I can speak too." And then I was in a great mood. I'm going to a fire today. I'm gonna lead a crew of badasses into fire, and got totally stoked on it. So for everybody in the Prince George Fire Center region, it's pretty good news for this area. The fire conditions are going down, down, down. I mean, for how long? But it's still the height of summer. We got some drier weather coming, but I mean, it's not looking like there's anything explosive in the horizon here for fire growth. So, you know, at least the north can kind of rest easy that the story should stay down south. And, you know, and the fire have been here. It's south of a town called Vanderhoof. About 70-80 kilometers, and so it's the Prince George Fire Center area, and for all you listeners on 88.7 FM, fires are looking pretty good up here. They're sending a lot of the heavy crews down south, like the unit crews and you know, the heavy guys, so that's leaving a lot of us contract crews to mop up and hold the line as best we can. Like I say, until today, they've just bumped another crew in, so there's another five packs, so now there's a 15 plus four initial attacks, and now we have 19 people on our line. But it's 14 kilometers of of line where there's some guard. Like, a lot of the guards have been put in by machines since then, but you know, it's easily, if it got hot quick enough and stayed hot, this is a fire that could just blow right up and be a massive problem. And there's just not the resources here to fully stomp it out right now, right? So we got 2 minutes left. Frankie, what's going on in your life, and what's going on this week for you?
Doing great so far. And I got an interview with Jason Marshall. We Don't Have Cookies on Sunday afternoon. And Trey Campbell, Man on Trey, and Roger Gardner, Wildcard Podcast on Sunday night.
Excellent. You can find Frankie
McDonald. My link tree is Frankie McDonald.
I was just going to say, your link tree is Frankie McDonald. That makes it so easy, doesn't it? Joe Stover, what's on your show this week?
Well, we're going to talk about there's only two redeemable qualities of summer in my mind, and it's baseball and road trips. And we're going to do a whole big show about road trips and how great the summer road trip is and the kind of music that you listen to on road trips. So it should be lots of fun. So how do you do review CKUW 95.9 FM and CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland?
And I guess just for last word before we go, I mean, you can find me on Joey Only the Caribou Weather Dude and see some videos of our crew we keep putting up. But I just want to say to Trey, Brandon, Frankie, Joe, just good to see familiar faces.
You know? Sure, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
me on. Thank you.
And hopefully I'm somewhere next week still, that we'll probably still be in this camp with any luck, so we could get another episode in before I'm back in some place where there's no communication with the outside world. All right, everybody, that's the end of the show for this week. We'll see you next time.
Stay cool, everybody. Cheers.
Bye, friends.
Bye-bye.
You, good to see you, Joey. Yeah. Best of luck in the fire, man.
Holy bros.
Best of luck to you,
Frank. Best of luck, yeah. I'm Frank and out.
Best of luck.
Best of luck to you. I'm Joey Only.